Well, we're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying. Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues. Getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. We're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
Moving on up.
To the east side. We finally got.
Don't you know each cloud contains dollars from heaven? How can you be so happy with it so wet and miserable out there?
Don't knock it, Wheezy. When you own your own cleaners, there's money in the mud.
I don't want you getting money all over the rugs, so take the rubbers off.
The weather's been beautiful. It's been raining for 3 days now. I've been to all four stores and business is booming.
Whoopee for you. But if I have to stay cooped up in here one more day, I'm going to go off my rocker.
What are you talking about, Wheezy? How can living in a beautiful apartment like this drive anybody crazy?
Louise, we've run out of tea again. Hello, George.
Hi, Mama. How you feel?
Oh, just fine, considering that I've been cooped up here for 3 days with no one to talk to.
Mother Jefferson, you could always go home.
And take a chance of slipping on the ice?
I don't see no ice out there.
That's the worst kind when you can't see it. Well, since I can't have a cup of tea, I'll just have to have a cup of sherry.
Look, Wheezy, if Mama's getting on your nerves, I'll send her home in a cab.
Oh, no, George, let her stay. You know how old folks are. They're afraid if they fall, they'll never get back up on their feet again.
Oh, that's sweet of you, Wheezy, and smart, too.
Huh?
If she'd walked out there and slipped on the sidewalk, you know who she'd blame.
She'd say I pushed her.
Louise, did you put fresh towels in the bathroom?
Yes, Mother Jefferson.
I mean today.
Yes, Mother Jefferson.
And what about my Wild Rose beauty bath?
It's there.
Good. Then I can take my bubble bath.
She's so sweet.
Well, what else has been happening around here?
Well, the Willises invited us to a cocktail party Saturday night.
No way.
But I'd like to go. You know Tom works for a publisher. There'll be some famous authors there.
There'll also be the famous vanilla and chocolate Willises there. So forget it. Wasn't there anything else? Any mail?
Just bills. Nothing interesting. Oh, but you did get a call from Richard Davis.
Richard? I don't know no Richard Davis.
Well, that's interesting. He said you were his best friend. You two grew up together.
I don't remember going up with no Richard Davis.
Well, he said that you and he and Steamy Robinson and your cousin Velma used to meet in the pigeon coop on the roof.
Monk Davis called? Why didn't you tell me it was Monk Davis?
Because he said his name was Richard Davis.
Monk Davis is Richard Davis. Don't be so dumb. What did you tell him?
I told him you'd be home later.
What'd you do a dumb thing like that for? If he calls again, just don't answer.
George, I don't understand you. Why don't you want to see your best friend?
He ain't my best friend. I didn't even like him enough to be my worst friend.
Well, you must have liked him a little bit. You fixed him up with your cousin in the pigeon coop.
Fixing Monk up with Velma meant I didn't like him. We didn't call her Oink Jefferson for nothing.
Ah, Mrs. Jefferson, I'm so glad we caught you in.
We, Mr. Bentley?
Yes, Dee Dee and I.
Oh, come in.
Thank you. Isn't she a beauty? She's a Diefenbachia.
And you call her Dee Dee?
Yes, isn't she something, Mr. Jefferson?
Yeah, we'd ask you two to stay for dinner, except you don't have enough fertilizer for Dee Dee.
Thank you, but we've already eaten. I was wondering if you could plant sit for a few days.
Plant sit?
Yes, it would be such a favor. You see, Dee Dee and Daphne just don't get along.
Who's Daphne, your chrysanthemum?
Now, Daphne would be a silly name for a plant. And Daphne's my girlfriend. She's visiting for the weekend. She's insane about me, and I can't say I blame her.
Of course I'll look after Dee Dee. It'll be nice taking care of something that can't complain. It feels a little dry. I'll get her a drink. Come on, Dee Dee.
Ain't nobody home.
How are you feeling, Mr. Jefferson?
Feel great. Why shouldn't I?
You sure everything is okay?
Of course it is. What you asking that for?
Well, we seem to be pacing.
Yeah, I always do that when I got problems.
Ah, but I thought you said everything was okay.
Yeah, everything's okay with me. But, you know, this friend of mine, he's got a problem.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
So am I. See, he got in some trouble when he was a kid in Harlem. His family was so poor, his mother had to hold down two jobs just so they could afford to starve.
Goodness.
And one day, he heard his mother bragging to this other lady that no matter how bad times was, her younger son always came through with a fine Christmas present for her. That really tore him up, because he knew damn well he never gave her no Christmas present, and he knew she wasn't going to get none this year neither.
Oh, that's sad.
Anyhow, he had this buddy, see? And his buddy didn't have no money neither. Only it didn't matter with his buddy, because he also didn't have a mother. So, they got the idea of boosting something from Bloomingdale.
I beg your pardon, boosting?
Yeah, shoplifting. That's the ghetto Christmas club. So, anyway, he and his buddy. This guy loved pancakes, I'm telling you. I mean, fat ones, thin ones, dollar size.
This will take care of doo-doo.
Dee Dee.
Sometimes he'd have him with syrup or strawberry jam, or maybe he'd have him with bacon. I mean, he was just crazy about pancakes.
I think I'll take Dee Dee into the kitchen where she can get more sunlight.
The only thing he liked better than pancakes was waffles.
Oh, well, now you've hit upon something, because I'm very partial to waffles.
So anyhow, they decided to steal a couple Christmas presents.
Wouldn't that be rather messy, stuffing waffles into Christmas stocking?
Who waffles? Why are you talking about waffles? The kids got busted with a couple of watches and $50 worth of French perfume.
Ah, yes, the store detective saw them, I suppose.
Nah, store detective didn't see nothing. See, the top came off one of the perfume bottles, and the man knew they didn't smell that way when they came in.
That's sad. So the lad never got to give his mother the Christmas present, eh?
Not that season. Because when they got in front of the judge with no lawyer or nothing, he gave him a year in the slammer.
I see. And you feel that Louise and Lionel will lose respect for you if all this comes out, eh?
Anyway, hold on. Where'd you get the idea that I was talking about me? I said I had this friend. Yeah. If Louise and Lionel ever found out, I just can't let that happen.
Well, mum's the word. You can depend on me.
Yeah, and I can also depend on my buddy. He's in town, and you can bet he's out to hustle me.
Really? How can you be sure?
Of course, he did it once before. The day Louise and I got married, he threatened me. Cost me $11, plus my Argyle socks and my Spydell watch band.
What an unscrupulous dastard.
Is that the way you pronounce it in England?
You know, my Uncle Desmond had a similar experience, only he was too smart for the fellow who had the goods on him.
Mm. What did he do?
He decided the only way to deal with a blackmailer was to pull his fangs. So he made a full confession to the police, his wife, the other woman, and the bank.
How'd that solve anything?
Well, the blackmailer got absolutely nothing. And Uncle Desmond is able to live with himself.
Oh.
Which is fortunate because his cell is only 5x7. I admit it's not a perfect solution.
Perfect? I think it stinks.
But today Uncle Desmond can look himself in the eyes and say, only 14 more years to go.
I'll get it. On second thought, why don't you get it on your way out?
Gladly. And say goodbye to Dee Dee for me, will you? I hate scenes. Ah, Mr. Willis, this is quite a surprise.
Really?
Oh, not for me, for Mr. Jefferson. He's hiding in the coat rack.
If you come to ask about the cocktail party, the answer is no. If it's about something else, the answer is still no.
Oh, come on, George. You'll enjoy meeting the group we've invited. Some of the best crime writers in the business.
Man, I ain't got no time to meet no goofy crime writers.
Well, these people are anything but goofy. Takes a real brain to write a good crime story. I tell you, they get their heroes in such trouble, you'd swear they could never get them out of it. But somehow, they always do.
They do?
Sit down. I beg your pardon?
Come on, sit down, relax, make yourself at home.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I've been meaning to ask you for weeks. I mean, you being a big-time book editor and all that. You ever run across a story about a dude who committed a crime, say, a long time ago, and a rat who knows about it begins to hound him and hound him?
Well, that sounds like Les Miserables by Victor Hugo.
Les who?
Les Miserables by Victor Hugo.
Oh, how's it go?
Well, the hero, Jean Valjean, was relentlessly pursued by his tormentor. But he finally found his freedom.
Oh, how'd he do that?
Well, the villain killed himself.
Oh, that's nice. So then the good guy got away and lived happily ever after?
No, he drowned in a sewer.
He did what? Man, get out of my sight.
What?
And I don't want to go to your party either. And you can tell that Victor Hugo from me that drowning is a dumb way to get somebody out of trouble.
Well, I'll tell Victor if he shows up.
George, you just left. Mr. Vanilla, and we still ain't going to his party. Get the door.
Well, why can't you answer?
Because I ain't home.
What do you mean you ain't home?
Get the door.
It's Tom Willis, George.
What do you want now?
Nothing. I'm just helping this man find your apartment.
Give me some skin.
What's going on here?
Oh, I was just passing in the neighborhood. That is, if you consider Harlem a part of this neighborhood. Hey, Mama.
Deb, hey. You're doing better than I expected. Ain't you going to ask me in? And who is the pretty mama?
This is my wife, Louise. This is my buddy, Monk Davis. We're just on our way out to the movies.
What movie?
The movie Claudine.
We saw Claudine.
We didn't see it twice, and twice is what we're going to see it tonight.
George, look here. I was hoping the two of us could sit down and rap. I got a little proposition for you. You know what I mean?
Well, I hate to miss out on an opportunity like this, but I'm sorry, Monk. Like I said, we're going out to the movies.
George, what's the matter with you? Dinner is practically on the table. And I'm sure whatever Mr. Davis wants to talk about doesn't include me. Isn't that right, Mr. Davis?
Well, now, that'd be up to George.
Excuse me.
Hey, baby, you don't know how lucky you are. If I hadn't passed the store that said Jefferson Cleaners, I wouldn't have known you was alive. Now, how about the two of us getting down to business?
Hey, Monk, you know you look real healthy there. What you do, get a little taller?
No. Because I'm wearing shoes. Like in the old days. Now, why don't we sit down and get to it? No sense in beating around the bush.
Yeah, right. How's Bessie?
On top of the world.
Hey, that's great.
No, it ain't. The heifer divorced me. Took everything. Man, it's amazing how much a skinny gal can carry off in one afternoon. The only thing she didn't take was the door to the John, and that's because she didn't have the right kind of screwdriver. A thing like that can knock a man down.
Give it time, Monk. I mean, you know, you can't expect to get over something like that overnight. When did it happen?
January the 15th.
Well?
1945. Now, I got me a classy woman, a foxy lady. But the only thing is, she's expensive.
Here it comes. Okay.
I hate to take advantage of a brother, but I ain't got no choice.
Well, you know, brother, you ain't got to feel bad. I mean, what is a friend for if you can't come to him when you got a need?
Right, baby.
As long as we both understand, this ain't gonna become no habit.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I hope you both be very happy. I hear Chicago's a nice place to live.
Oh, I ain't gonna leave New York now that I've found my old buddy. $200 measly.
Come on. That's a wedding present for you and the fox. What makes you think I'm gonna pay you anything more than that?
'Cause I know you, George Jefferson. Like the taste I wakes up with in the morning. You got your family, you got your business, you got all of this. But most of all, you got pride.
Come on, Monk, why don't you lighten up, man? I ain't never done nothing to you.
And I figure your pride is worth all $1,000 to start.
Hey, Pop. Hey, son.
Oh, this your son, George?
Why, that sure is a fine boy.
I bet he's real proud of you. Ain't you gonna introduce us?
He ain't got time to be introduced.
I don't?
He's gotta go and help his mother in the kitchen.
I do?
You do.
See, Pop's amazing. He always knows exactly what I'm gonna do. It saves me a lot of time, see, because I don't have to think for myself.
Yeah, I know, Junebug. Your dad and me, we did a lot of amazing things together. There's one little disappearing act I remembers in particular.
Lionel. Yeah, I know. It's time for me to disappear.
Nice boy you got there, George. And he sure respects you. Now, getting back to the money, this thing can be real simple if you just...
Oh, doorbell. Sorry.
Terribly stupid of me. I completely forgot about Elizabeth and Essex.
Well, they ain't here.
No, my birds.
You, Mr. Bentley.
Yes, Mrs. Jefferson, could I presume one more time? You see, Daphne is terrified of anything with feathers. I had to buy new pillows and everything. Could you look after them for the weekend?
If you promise they won't bark at night.
Very rich. Oh, how do you do?
This is my friend, Monk Davis.
Monk? Well, that must be a fascinating way of life. Do you get out of the monastery very often?
Only when we need funds.
What kind of birds are they, Mr. Bentley?
Oh, they're budgies. Australian lovebirds.
Okay, but don't be surprised if they're arguing when you pick them up.
Actually, they're not really lovebirds, poor things. I found out they're both the same sex. You should have been there when they found out.
Well, they are kind of cute.
Okay, Bentley, we'll keep them alive till you get back. Bye.
Oh, I just watered them at the same time as Dee Dee, huh?
We'll handle it, bye.
Yes, and here's the bird seed. Uh-huh. And their cuddle bone. Right. And their tweety treats.
Yes.
And, they're a little Ferris wheel. Such a pity that Daphne can't get used to them. It's so difficult when your bird doesn't like your birds.
And that sure is a weird dude. You know some funny white folks.
I'd rather have his kind of weird than your kind of weird.
Hello again. I forgot to mention they're very partial to the National Enquirer.
George! Did Mr. Bentley say when I'm supposed to feed these things?
Give him some of that spaghetti. That looks like worms.
I'm serious, George. They look like they're hungry.
I'll be right there.
Now, look, George, now you quit stalling. Now, either we get this thing straight right now, or I'm going to go in there and talk to Louise, too.
No, look, stay here, Mom. Look, just cool it for a minute, okay?
Well, hurry up. You don't want to keep your new partner waiting.
Don't worry. I promise, when I come back, we'll settle everything. Solid?
Solid.
Hey, who was that with Pop?
He's an old friend.
Louise, Lionel, I got something important to talk about.
You see how hungry they look? Their little beaks are all drawn in.
Here, let them lovebirds fight over this. Now, this isn't going to be easy for me to say. You see...
Maybe you shouldn't tell us, Pop.
And your interrupting ain't going to help none, so why don't you just be quiet and listen? And that goes for your dumb birds, too.
George, what are you getting so angry about? Lionel was just asking if...
And that goes for you, too. Once and for all, will you be quiet and let me talk?
Okay, I'll be quiet. But this better be good.
Look, I love you, Louise. Hear that? I love you. And what's more...
Oh, George...
There goes that big mouth again. I'm still talking.
Sorry.
What I'm getting to is, on top of loving you, I respect you. I mean, I like what you are, Louise. I mean, all the years we've been married ain't changed my mind about that.
Oh, George, that's beautiful. If you say any more, I'll cry.
Well, that ain't gonna happen, because I'm through talking to you for now. I'm up to you now.
Uh-oh.
Lionel, you're my son, and I love you. In 22 years, you have never given me one day's bit of trouble.
What about that time?
We be quiet, listen! Bad as your mother. What I'm trying to say is, I'm proud of you. I mean, even if you wasn't my son, even if you were a stranger that I just met, I'd say, that's a fine young man. I wish that was my son.
Thanks, Pop. And if you was a stranger I just met, I'd say, I wish he was my Pop.
Don't be too sure.
Would you mind telling us what brought this on?
Well, I just wanted to tell you how proud I am of both of you.
Hey, we're proud of you too, Pop.
Hold it. Wait till you hear what I got to say first. I never told you this before because I didn't want to lose your respect. But when I was 15 years old, I was sent to jail.
You mean reformatory?
Reformatory, jail, what's the difference? I was sent up for robbery.
Shoplifting.
Okay, so how do you know?
But George, I've been knowing about it for years.
Yeah, me too, Pop.
How did you know? Who told you?
What's the difference? It's all in the past.
Because I want to know who the dirty stool pigeon was that told you.
Your mother.
Mama dropped a dime on me?
She wanted to be sure I knew the real reason you did it. To get her a Christmas present.
You mean to tell me I've been worrying about this all this time when I could have been worrying about something else?
That's right.
Hey, wait, Pop, has all of this got something to do with your friend in there?
Yeah. I want you two to hang here for a while. I got some business to discuss.
Oh, no, let me get in, Pop. No.
Thanks, son, but taking out the trash is my job. Now, Monk, you came over here to discuss something of great importance to both of us, didn't you?
Hey, baby, hold it down. They hear you.
Say what? Oh, yeah. Now, about this proposition, I just reached my decision. You got me cornered, so obviously you win.
Now we're getting somewhere. When I get my 1,000?
Well, look, I'm a little low on cash right now, but there is something in this room more valuable to you than that.
The TV stereo combination?
Nope.
The dining room set?
More personal than that.
Hey, wait a minute. I don't see nothing around here looks that valuable.
That's because you're sitting on it.
Where? Damn!
I'm giving you a chance to save your butt. Now get out.
I ain't leaving here empty-handed.
That's right. But first, I'm going to get my foot. If that don't work, my foot. And if that don't work,
you crazy, nigga. Now you going to force me to tell your family.
Too late, sucker. I already told you.
about you go and do a dumb thing like that?
Look, Chuck, just get out of here.
It's people like you, blabbermouths, that ruined the blackmail business.
The Jeffersons was recorded on tape in front of a studio audience.